Yes, most of the time, yes, if I'm a Ishiva Ribi. Shuvuk Nuva, Hishiva Ranglila is a Hegman. Ani Aimer, Jacham Yosef talking, Ani Aimer, Ena Gnuva. So what does it mean, Shuvuk Nuva? So Rashi says, like Rashi and Taisis, Rashi says, Gnuva, Kleima Dochi, Dochi, Bakash. Taisis is Rashi, Dochi, Bakash is Mashma, that he Kilo said a week after. He said, he asked him, why are you doing this? And he told him, it was Dochi and Bakash. He didn't really explain what the heck there was. Taisis asks, you might even say four different perushim what this Shuvuk Nuva issue was. Pointed two of them, the Gemara is saying that the heter was a faulty heter. According to the other two, according to the other two explanations, saying not that the heter was a faulty heter, but that the heter was even more obvious than the way he described it. So if the heter was even more obvious than the way he described it, you can't say that he was deichin bekash. He gave him a good heter, could have given him a better heter, some more expensive heter, but there was nothing wrong with the heter that he said. So Tosis learns that Shuvuk Nuva doesn't mean he was deichin bekash. Just means that it was obsession. He didn't tell him the whole truth, like Vatigna Veslavovi. So he told him he didn't tell him the whole answer. He told him a partial answer. Not a oyla. Shuva luva mechusim imenu. Didn't really give him the right answer. It was really not a correct answer. I don't know why he didn't give him the right answer. That's what the Rashi told him. It wasn't the right answer. Mr. Fagas Dan, how is he allowed to, not allowed to teach Torah to a guy? How is he allowed to tell him any answer at all? But you can't say that's the pshat, that's why he gave him the wrong answer. Because the Moses Vani Yomer that it wasn't Shuvuk Nuva. The Moses not down the issue, so how is he able to? Maybe Dr. Shalom was allowed to give him the answer. But you can't say that was the reason why he gave him an incorrect answer was he didn't want to teach him Torah. Because what are you going to do with Rav Chama? Rav Chama Yesu says, no, it was a correct answer. So what's he going to do with the fact that he taught him Torah? So you have to say it was Dr. Sheldon anyway, so it doesn't sound like that's the issue in the Gemara. Anyway, but this Shaka Vataya was the answer and Lil gave, was it a Shuvuk Nuva or not? So Rav Oishi said it was a Shuvuk Nuva. Rav Chaim Vayesi said, no, it wasn't a Shuvuk Nuva. So Rav Chaim Mike Nivosi, what exactly was the Shuvuk Nuva here? So Rav going to give four explanations. The first explanation the Gemara gives, some of the stomach of the Gemara doesn't attach a name to it. The Kamar. Rav Eishi, Rav Gamliel had said to him in Rav Gamliel's third svara, he had said to him, "Leizu emedes al pi abiv chalodem ashen b'fanov, v'chim ashen b'fanem ayhavi." The Amar Rava pa'or yechiach she'pa'irim l'fanov b'chalayim v'nei batal. He says, "Doesn't know where this Rava is." But upon him, you see that's not mevatel avodah zarah. Bal pa'or the pa'irim l'fanov b'chalayim, and it's not mevatel it. We don't know what the context Rava is, but upon him, so you see that's not called a bittel. That's what they do all the time. It's not a bittul. So mashin b'fanav is not a bittul either. That was Rav Eishi's time. V'hani oimer ein gnuva. To which Rav Chaim Rav Yisra said, that's not a tshuva gnuva. Zuzah v'dosu v'kach v'zuhay nev'dosu v'kach. Bal Por is not a bittul because that's the derech avayvu. But a different avayvu is an afuditi. That's the defecating afuditi. That's already the derech. That's not the derech avayvu. So there it is a bittul. But Rav Eishi's time is hard to understand. What does Rashi have to say? I shouldn't say anything. That's the first mahalach in the Gemara. So, according to this mahalach, the Gemara's time is, Rav Eishi's time was, the heter is not good. Rav Gamliel's heter is not a good heter. Mashin b'fanav is not a good heter. And Rav Chaim Yosef's response is, it is a good heter. Since it's not the derech, so it is a good heter. It is a good bittul. Abai Yomer Gnubosu Me'ocha. Abai is a different shot. Dek Omele Ani Libosu B'gvulo V'hi Bo B'gvuli. That implies that if the Avodah Zarah had come first with Takabi Osir, the only heter was that the Avodah Zarah came later, so it doesn't have the Tzipovic Vuli, or actually say it can't be Gezel Sarabim. But if the Avodah Zarah had been here first and then they built the Merchats in front of the Avodah Zarah, then it would Takabi Osir, says Abai, says her Oishia, according to Abai's interpretation, Bechi Bobic Vulu my Havi. It should still be Mutter. Because after all, Vatanan, I have a mission later. Avodas kichom and sheish lamerchatz egino. Nene mehem shaloi b'toyba ve'nene mehem b'toyba. You're allowed to be nene shaloi b'toyba. You're not allowed to be nene b'toyba, but you're allowed to be nene shaloi b'toyba. What's the definition of b'toyba and shaloi b'toyba? So Rashi, Tosis quotes Rashi later on that mission says that b'toyba means b'schar. And Shalei B'Toyva means not Bishar. So you're not allowed to pay a fee to be Nenef from the Nenef, to be Nenef from the Merchut to the Ginot. You have to pay a fee. And the fee goes into the pocket of the Avodah Zarah, whatever the Tzrochim of the Avodah Zarah, that you're not allowed to do. But to be Nenef, we don't have to pay a fee, it's free admission, so then you're allowed. Taisus asks on Rashi's Pshat, that L'chairu would take us into a machlekes of Yechon Mishlokish in the first parak, whether you're allowed to be Mahane to Avodah Zarah. Yechon is totally asked to be Nenef from Avodah Zarah. So Yishlokish Taina totally asked it, totally said that you're not allowed to be Nenef from Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say you're not allowed to be Mahane to Avodah Zarah. And if Yechon says, no, it's a Kavachayim, if you can't be Nenef, you certainly can't be Mahane. Here we have a Pferish Mishnah, according to Rashi's Pshat in the Mishnah, Rashi later on is Pshat in the Mishnah, the Pferish Mishnah, that you're not allowed to be Mahane to Avodah Zarah. Not allowed to pay an admission charge to a merchut or a gino that belongs to Avodah Zarah. So how could it be machlekes? If that's the pshat in the Mishnah, then how could it be the subject of machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So therefore, Tosfos prefers the pshat that Rashi says here in the Gemara, according to Steer and Rashi. That Rashi learns that bischar means that you're machzik toiva. I mean, rather, b'toiva means that you're machzik toiva. And shaloi b'toiva means that you're not machzik. Not machzik toiva. Now, what does that mean to be machzik toiva, not machzik toiva? I asked yesterday, what does it mean? What's the definition of being machzik toiva, not being machzik toiva? So there's the Mishnah Melech at the end of, I think it's the end of Perek Zayin. Yeah, the end of Perek Zayin, has a tremendous arichos on this Tosfos. Not Mishnah Pshat, he goes through line by line, every line of Tosfos, what's the Pshat? I'm not going to be here Wednesday and Thursday. Maybe it's Kedai on Wednesday. Have to be in Toronto for a while. Maybe it's Kedai on a Wednesday to go through that Mishnah Melech as much as you can. Mamish beautiful how he goes through line by line. It's very unusual. Mamish Pshat, like it's Mamish some of the Tosfos. He goes through every single line of Tosfos. He's done what it means. It's worth going through. So it's long, but it's as much as you can. And then maybe Thursday to start the next moment of the Mishnah. But Al Kapan and Tosfos prefers, so the Mishnah Melech is done. So the Mishnah Melech discusses this. What is the definition of being machzik toiv and not being machzik toiv? So he has two thoughts with the Mishnah Melech. There's one side that maybe it means like this, that if you just the opposite, if you have to pay a fee, then you don't have any, then you're not machzik toiv. So that's okay. But if you don't have to pay a fee, if there's free admission, then you're machzik toiv. That's what's awesome. That's the opposite of what Rashi says, of Rashi's Pshat later on. That if you pay, it's worth. If you have to pay, it's better. So if you have to pay, then you have no car. So type the letters. So I paid my way, and the money itself. But how are you allowed to pay? You're going to be mahana. It's needs to be mahana. If you're going to hold, so you're not allowed to be mahana letters. So paying, never mind the being maxic type of part, but you're being mahana letters. That has to do with what Tosfos says over here. That if you're mahana, if the hanor doesn't go directly to the trochei of the zara, it just goes to the kaimer. Then the Chayimah could do what they want. If they want to use it for the Avodah Zarah, that's not my problem. So Tosfos says, that's not a problem of Mahana. So if I pay my fee, I don't pay directly to the pocket of the Avodah Zarah, for the needs of the Avodah Zarah. It's not like a pushka for the Avodah Zarah. I pay the Chayimah. So then I don't have any Echzokas Taibah, so then it's okay. But if I go in for free, then I'm Machzik Taibah to the Chayimah. To be Machzik Taibah to the Chayimah already, that's an issue. That the Mishnah doesn't allow. That's one possibility in the Mishnah Melech. Or the Mishnah Melech says maybe it's nothing to do, even if you don't pay a fee. Maybe it means you have to ask their permission. If you have to ask their permission, so then it means you're machzik toiv to them. You have to say, please, can I come in? And they have, so then that's called your machzik toiv. If it's just you just walk in, we don't have to say boo to anybody, so then there's no achzokos toiv. That's the definition. Nothing to do with it. The whole thing could be shaloi b'schar. B'schar might be mutter also. That's the nidun of Tosfos. It goes to the Chayimim because there's no issue of being Mahana. But the definition of being Machzik Toiv and not being Machzik Toiv was the first side of the Mishnah Melech is that being Machzik Toiv is the opposite of B'schar. If you do B'schar, you're not Machzik Toiv. If you don't do B'schar, then you are Machzik Toiv. The second side of the Mishnah Melech is B'schar is L'mayla B'lemayr. You have to ask their permission. You have to say thank you, please, thank you. So then it's like personal. So then that's called B'toiv. Just walk in, nobody says anything. So then it's often not on the radar screen. I walked in, I did my rechit zagin or whatever it is. So then I don't. So that's called shaloi b'toiva. Our component, the Mishnah says the Feresh, that shaloi b'toiva is mutter. So why over here, even if the Avodah Zarah came before the Merchus, but it doesn't say Rabbi Leel needed to ask their permission or to say thank you, the Rabbi Leel walked in, walked out, didn't say to anybody. It didn't pay a fee, according to the other pshat also, according to Rashi pshat later on. It didn't pay a fee, Rabbi Gamliel. So he didn't pay a fee. It wasn't machzik toiv to anybody. Same according to both pshatim, it's good. According to Rashi later on, it doesn't say over here that he paid a fee. According to Tosfos, Rashi pshat over here, according to Tosfos pshat over here, he didn't say thank you to anybody. He didn't say please and thank you. So he wasn't machzik toiv. So why? Who cares if the Avodah Zarah came first or last? Lamaisi, he was just being reichitz beginning. He wasn't machzik toiv at the Avodah Zarah. So what was the problem? But this is Labaitum. But says Rav Chama by Yosef in Abai's interpretation, because that for Rabbi Gamliel, it was a celebrity to walk in, even if it was Shalei B'Teiva, it's the equivalent of B'Teiva. So what does that mean? So he also in Shemelech elaborates a little bit. He says, if B'Teiva means B'Schar, so we understand. Rabbi Gamliel is going in for free is like paying a fee because he's a celebrity. Rabbi Gamliel walks in, they have free publicity out of the fact that Rabbi Gamliel walks in. So the Maisi is giving them schar. What if we learn the other way, like Rashi Tosfos over here, that B'Teiva means if you're Makir Tov. So what does it mean? Because Rabbi Gamliel is a celebrity, so therefore he's Makir Tov to them. That doesn't make any sense. On the contrary, if anything, they're Makir Tov to him. What is Rabbi Gamliel's being a celebrity? If you learn that B'Teiva means that I have to say please and thank you, so I'm not get toiv to the guy, to the Avodah Zarah, to the Kohen. So what does it mean over here? Because Rabbi Gamliel was a celebrity, therefore he was maket toiv to the. Therefore, it's like he was maket toiv. It's not maket. Forget, he's not maket toiv. They're maket toiv to him. So what's going on?
Is it just
hakaras
atol? Is it also just,
it's
a nice thing,
to
bring nice to them,
by
being
maket toiv? So why is it totally not hakaras atol? Oh, so he speaks out. So he says it depends. He says, he says, what's taka the issur to be maket toiv? Like, why is please and thank you a problem? And here also he has two possibilities. He says, you could learn what's wrong with saying please and thank you is that in a way you're being mahana them. Because you're giving them a please, you're giving them a thank you, you're currying favor with them, so you're being mahana them. So then he says that we can understand that Rabbi Gamliel is the equivalent. Gamliel's, he's certainly being mahana them. Doesn't have to say anything. They have to know from the fact that Rabbi Gamliel goes in. So that would work very good. I'll tell you the Mishnah. I'll tell it the way he said it. He says like this. He says, leaving Rashi later on, the Rashi of the Mishnah, but B'Schar on the side. If you look at Rashi later on, then it means B'Schar. So we understand Rabbi Gamliel is the equivalent to B'Schar. So we're fine. That much we understand. We have Taisa's problem. B'Schar should be told in Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokesh. If you're allowed to be mad at it. Fine. But as far as the local issue, Shachman was very good. But let's say like Rashi and Taisa's over here. That B'Teiva means to be Makir Teiva, to say please and thank you. So says the Mishnah Melech. So what's Taka the Isser? What is the Isser of saying please and thank you? What's the Isser of B'Teiva? So he starts off. He's going to have a third possibility in a minute, but he starts off with two possibilities. He says you could learn that the problem with being Makir Teiva is that it's a kind of being Mahane, because I'm giving them the gratification that I say please and thank you to them. So I have to be mahana then with the please and the thank you. That's the problem. Or he says possibility number two. Maybe the problem with the problem is that if you have to say please and thank you, that means you have to come on to their good graces. So it's like you're being nene from them. You don't need their permission. So I'm just walking to the gin. I don't need the kaimim's permission. So it's not cool. And I don't need they represent the avodah zarah. So it means like I don't need the avodah zarah's permission to go into this merchatz or gina. So it's not called being nene from the avodah zarah. Again, the merchatz itself is not an avodah zarah. It just belongs to the company of the Avodah Zarah. Belongs to the business. You know, belongs to the kaimanis. You know. But it's not the Avodah Zarah itself. It's not the Avodah Zarah. I'm not being nene from the fact that I'm washing the merchatz. I'm not directly being nene from the Avodah Zarah. But if I need, so to speak, the Avodah Zarah's permission, as represented by the kaimanis, so maybe in a way I'm being nene from the. Maybe in a way I'm being nene from the Avodah Zarah. If I need to say please and thank you, it's like a simon. That this is not something that I can do automatically. I can only do it if the Avodah Zarah lets me, or if the Kaimim let me. So maybe that's called Amin Nene from the Avodah Zarah. So that's how he starts off with this Chakira. Is the Yisr of B'Teiva, again within the world of Rashi and Tosfos over here, that B'Teiva means please and thank you. Is that an Yisr Nene, or is it an Yisr of Mahana? So he says, well, he has a problem either way. On the one hand, He says, if the Isser is an Isser of being Nene, that the problem with having to say please and thank you is that it shows that it's Kilo of being Nene, because I need to come on to their permission. So it's as if I'm being Nene from them. So he asks, how's that shtim with that Gemara? So what does Gemara mean when it says that Rabbi Gamliel, because he was a celebrity, so it's Kilo was Betel? That doesn't make any sense. Because Rabbi Gamliel was a celebrity, therefore he was more Nene. On the contrary, he's less Nene. And it means they're doing me a taiva. And Leo wasn't, because he was a celebrity, they were doing him a bigger taiva by letting him wash. It's just the opposite. So he says, that doesn't make any sense at all. Elamite must mean the other way. It must mean that because, that to be, if you have to say please and thank you, then you're being mahana them with the please and thank you. Giving them the gratification that you're saying please and thank you. And Rabbi Gamliel, he doesn't say anything, but he's never anonymous. So by him going in, it's automatically being mahana them. He says, maybe that's the shot. And he wants him to die in Rashi. Now, here's a different, he had a different gears in Rashi than we have. Rashi says, Kibbutai Vasacher, by talking about Rabbi Gamliel. So we have, Rashi says, Kibbutai, Rabbi Gamliel is Kibbutai Vasacher, Shoya Choshuv, Vitoi Vilem, Shunen and Mehem. Hilkach, Hilav Merchatz Kodom, Havi Osir. He quotes the Rashi, Havi Osir. Write down exactly the lesson that he quotes. Kimahana. Kimehana. As if he's being Mahana. So it's Mefurish and Rashi. That was his Rashi. That the Nakut here is that he's being Mahana. So, and presumably that's called B'toiva. That's what the Rabbi Gamliel was, Ki'ilu B'toiva. Because by virtue of his celebrity, he was being Mahana. If that's the Yirsin Rashi, then it's Mefurish and Rashi. That the Isser of B'toiva is that you're being Mahana. You're being Mahana Davidizar. We don't have a Gerson Rashi. Our Rashi says something else. Ilav merchetz koydim havi osur kol hani. Which really doesn't make any sense. What's kol hani? What does the words mean? Ilav merchetz koydim havi osur kol hani. All these what? His Gerson is nicer. What does this mean? Shoyach kibetayim ezecheyem, shoyach choshuv. Since it's the type for them, have he also kol hani? Kol hani is very, very not clear what it means. However, the Rashash, he doesn't mention the Mishnah Melech. The Rashash just had our Rashi. He says Taka doesn't make any sense. So the Rashash is my gear. The Rashi different. I go on the Rashi. The Rashash says kol hani belongs to the beginning of the next Dibur. And it should read, Kol hani vani oimer en ignuva milsud Rav Chama by Yosef Komefarashi. It's explained every time the Gemara says vani oimer, the Gemara is, it's not a bayit talking. It's not Rabba Barula talking. The vani oimer is how Abai interpreted Rav Chama by Yosef. Yeah, that's very nice, actually. Because if you read the Gemara Stam, you might think it's Abai talking, right? You just read the Gemara Abai Omar. Why is it a Tshuva Gnuva? Because it's Shaloi B'Toyva. V'ani Omer, you could maybe say it's Abai talking. No, that's a mistake. It's Abai's interpreting of Chavar Yosef, the Shakl Tayyip, the innovation of Chavar Yosef.
What was the beginning?
What?
Right,
I think that's why Rashi didn't have to say it the first time. This is anyway true. Why did Rashi wait till now to explain? But that's anyway Rashi's explaining. That's anyway true. That Rashi's explaining Lapukin, it's not Abai talking, it's Abraham by Yosef talking. Why didn't Rashi say it before? We're already in the second interpretation. Because the first interpretation was the stam of the Gemara. The stam of the Gemara for sure, Ba'ani Aimer can't mean me. Because there's no me, it's the stam of the Gemara. But now we have a person, Abai. You might be misled that maybe Ba'ani Aimer is Abai. So, no, it's the same pattern as before. Vani Omer is how Abai interpreted Rav Oshia and Rav Chama bar Yosef. So anyway, the way we have the Gersin of the Gemara, the way the Rashash is Magi and the Gersin Rashi, the way the Rashash is Magi and Rashi, so the Rashi not saying anything. But then the Mishnah Melech had the Gersin Rashi just in front of him. That's how it was printed. He had the Gersin Rashi that he's Kimahana. If that's the case, the Mefurshin Rashi that the Isser is asked, the Isser of B'Toyv is asked the Mehana. The Mishnah Melech asks, but Mehana, that's a Machlekes of Yerchen Mishlokesh. So then L'chor bonu l'machlekes v'yechen and Reish Lakish. Now that's not such an objection to Rashi, because Rashi anyway later on in the Mishnah itself learns that B'toyva means B'schar, and that was one of Tosfos' kashas on Rashi later on. That how could you say it means B'schar then bonu l'machlekes v'yechen and Reish Lakish? That's a problem. That's a problem, Rashi. That's anyway a problem. Maybe not. That's anyway a problem, Rashi. Later on, I don't know. Some of Rashi has to deal with that. But it could be that Rashi Taka, if you learn, if you, that maybe Rashi learns, Rashi's in a sense consistent. I mean, there's a steer in Rashi in the pshat in the words, but maybe Rashi's consistent from the Havana, that the idea of Betoiva is that you're Mahana. So later on, the Mishnah Mahana, Rashi learns Betoiva means you played Tzchar. And our Mishnah Rashi, you don't even have to pay Tzchar if you just say, you just smack a Toiva to them. Yachsuk Toiva l'kaimim, doesn't have to be a monomonetary. But maybe, but it's basically in the same line, you're being Mahana. And Amulio's always being Mahana. So that's Shittas Rashi. But it doesn't work in Tosfos, because Tosfos of the Feirush objects to Rashi later on. He says, no, you can't learn that it means Bishar, because that's Mahana. Mahana is a Machlokes of Eichon and Rish Lakish. So how's Rish Lakish going to read the Mishnah? So the Taiva has to does this not as the Mahana. And therefore Tosfos prefers Rashi's Pshat over here, that the Taiva means that you're Machzik Taiva. And what's wrong with being Machzik Taiva? You can't learn that it's Nisir being Mahana, because then what a Tosfos game? So the Mishnah says, so he's now between a rock and a hard place. It can't be an Isser Nene, because then what's the Pshat in the Gemara that Rabbi Gamliel is Ke'ilu B'Toyla? Why is Rabbi Gamliel being more Nene? And you can't really learn that it's being Mahana, because Tosfos says that that's a Machlekes HaReich and Rish Lakish. That's why Tosfos rejects the Pshat of Yisrael. So which is it? So the Mishnah Melech comes around and he says it must be a third Pshat, that the Isser being Machzik Toyla is that you're Ke'ilu Mekala still, that you're Mala Yerosa. Ke'ilu Mekala's that you give moral support to the Avodah Zarah. Because you have to be Machzik Toiva to Avodah Zarah, so it gives credence to Avodah Zarah. They put in their publicity. You were Machzik Toiva. Yeah, every time you Machzik Toiva to the Avodah Zarah, it's good for the. In a way that money is not. It's paying the money is less problematic. But if you have to be Machzik Toiva to them, so that's going to have a. And that's what Mora says, Rabbi Gamliel says, even if he doesn't say anything, just walking into their mechutz, now they can put it into their publicity, their Rabbi Gamliel was there, they'll put his photograph on the wall, so that's already for sure a kilus lirosa. Okay, so let's see back to the Gemara. Tosfos would say that that doesn't mean b'schar.
It means being
makar
toiv, being
makar toiv
means not paying
schar. Right, forget. So according to Tosfos, if you pay schar, it's better. If you pay schar, you're not makar toiv. And it's only an issue of being mahana, according to Rish Lakish and Mutter. And then Tosfos later on says that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you only pay schar to the klimim, not directly to the shochet but the zorim, it's for sure Mutter. But to do it for b'chinom. That's already issue. Then you have an issue of being makir toiv. That I said before, the Shemalot Simsupim, does that mean that every time you don't pay schar, it's automatically called your makir toiv, then it's worse? Or it means if it's bechinim and you say please and thank you, then it's worse. If you just walk in and grab and say please and thank you, then it's worse.
So what's the
tzad
that every time if you do a bechinim, it's
usher,
which is not sure
the
time is
motor
if you pay?
Doesn't
that mean that the
Mishnah
is saying with
worship
that's
motor
to pay?
Oh, that's a good deal. The answer will probably be that because Tosfos later on paying the claimant is mutter even for the day. And here we're paying the claimant.
The it's not necessarily the same thing as.
No, it's betoiva means that I'm according to Tosfos, according to that side of the Mishnah Melech, that again, this got me back to what I said at the beginning. The Mishnah Melech has a sophic, I'll leave it to Tosfos. Tosfos learns bechina means betoiva means you're makir toiv, shalei betoiva means you're not makir toiv. What exactly does it mean to be makatoiv? Does it mean you said please and thank you? Or even if you didn't say please and thank you, just going in for free means you're makatoiv. If you pay, you're not makatoiv, that's okay. So what he's asking, if according to that side of the Mishnah Melech, that betoiva means that it's free and that's also. And shalei betoiva means that you're paying and that's mutter, so that means it's beferish in Mishnah that you're allowed to pay. So why isn't that a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Who holds that is an Isser being Mahana? The answer is, because Tais later on says that the Isser to be Mahana is only if you pay directly for the Tzrachei Vedazar. If you don't pay directly to the Tzrachei Vedazar, you just pay to pay the Kaimer. Of course, the Kaimer use a lot of it for Tzrachei Vedazar because they're in charge of their Tzrachei Vedazar, their responsibility. So if they get more money, obviously they're going to use some of it for Tzrachei Vedazar. That's really not my problem. I was Mahana the Kaimer, I wasn't Mahana directly to the Vedazar. But still, yes, why didn't Tosfos bring that as a raya his chiddush that you're allowed to pay the claim. Tais doesn't mean this right. Tais is other rights that you're allowed to pay. We're not going to do the Tais inside problem, but Tais is. It's the end of the Taisus. Taisus is discussing Bizman Hazeh, how can we buy things from the Kremer? Why isn't it? We pass like a Vyachana, it's an Isser Mahana. So how are you allowed to buy things from Kremer? So Taisus answers, no, you're not paying the money, you're not being Mahana the Vedas, you're Mahana the Kremer. That's not us. And Taisus writes to that. The Kremer could have been right from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Shalei B'Tayv is Mutta. What is Shalei B'Tayv according to Taisus? According to that side of the Shemel, Shalei B'Tayv means Bishchat. So how's it mutter according to your Gerchen? We pass like a Gerchen. Anyway, Gerchen has to explain the Mishnah. How can the Mishnah allow Shalei B'Tayva? Shalei B'Tayva means Vischar. It must be because I'm paying Vischar to the claimant, not directly to the Zohar. Which could be. Mishnah speaks to that. It could be. But then Taisha should bring that as a riot to his Chiddush that you're allowed to pay money to the claimant. So we'll do it back to the other side of the Mishnah. That the definition of B'Tayva and Shalei B'Tayva is not, if it's Bechinim, it's automatically B'Tayva. No, it's nothing to do. But Taiva means I said please and thank you. Shalei B'Tayva means I didn't say please and thank you. The Mishnah is not discussing Mishchar. So Tais later on, Tais on his own is Mechadish, that if you pay to the Kaimer and you're not paying directly to the Zohar, from other Rayas and from Maisim B'Chol Yoyim, that's Mutter. But the Rayas is not from the Mishnah itself. Yeah, that's Takei Chocha to that of other places. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara. I want to work something out in Rashi. I hope I'm not going to run out of time. The Gemara says, again, it's going back to the last svar of Rabban Gamliel. And here we're not talking about Baal Torah. So we have a Mishnah that says that if you throw tsoya at an avodah zarah, it doesn't become bottle. So how can Rabban Gamliel say that because you're mashed in b'fanel, it's not an avodah zarah? He can have a spat with his avodah zarah and he'll throw tzoya on it and so on, but then they kiss and make up, and that's not called that he was mevatel the avodah zarah. But here, every single day, he goes into urinates in front of the avodah zarah. A lot of that's called a bittul. Rabbi Amad Nivasa Mehach, a different shot. The Kamalei Ein Oimim Nasin Mechas Noi Lafuditi El Nasa Fuditi Noi Lamechos. That was the second svar of Rabbi Gamliel. That the merchus is not annoyed to the afuditi is annoyed to the merchus. The chiyom and asa merchus, the afuditi, not meyahavi. And let's say they would say the merchus is annoyed to the afuditi. So what? So they dedicated the merchus to be annoyed to the afuditi. You can't be mocked to something to avodah zarah. So, it's not so clear what it means. And if you could, so what would it be? What would it be? Let's say you could be mocked to something to avodah zarah. So then what would it become? Hektish. There's no category of hektish. In hektish, you have ben kabayis, you mach to something. But what would it be? If you could be mach to something, so fine, so it would belong to avodah zarah. So, and is lost. So like, so what? It's not avodah zarah. It's not, maybe you become a shamshin. Maybe if there was such a thing as hektish, avodah zarah would become a shamshin avodah zarah. It's not so clear. What's the issue that would be chal if there was hektish avodah zarah? Yeah, but why? Why would it be also with what category? So it belongs to the avodah zarah. Like in the hektish, so it becomes the milia, the category of milia. But the Torah says that something belongs to hektish, so you can't be milia. Here, the avodah zarah, Torah asked the avodah zarah. So this is dedicated to the avodah zarah. It's not avodah zarah. So what would it be? What would it be? Maybe that's what it means. Maybe you said that's a pack of shalomis. Ain't hektish avodah zarah means that there's no category. Not that hektish, not chal. That even the hetish would kibyochel bichal, but there's no category under which to assert. But I don't think it's mashman Rashi that way. Rashi in beginning of Rashi in Sanhedrin by the sug of Hazman or Milso, which we did last year. Rashi in Avodah Zarah.
La Shemar Slava Stafka by a real God.
So Rashi there in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that the Madomer, the Hazman Olam Milsa. We think of where's the Sukkot Hazman Milsa? The beginning of Tzara Mar. The Gemara over there talks about Machlekes of Hazman Milsa. Now that means you dedicate something to be Tachikum for Meis. Does it become Aser Bahanod? You dedicate something to be. The Gemara didn't. Yeah. So So the Gemara there has a machlekes. The Gemara says the Madam who says that's one of Lab Milsa learned that from Avodah Zarah. That by Avodah Zarah there's no din of Hazmana. So it's by itself. So Rashi, not Gemara, Rashi says because ain't hektus Avodah Zarah. So it's from Gemara, not Rashi. The reason why there's no hektus Avodah Zarah is because there's no such thing as Hazmana for Avodah Zarah. Kilo, if the Hazmana would be Chala, would be also. But just, there's no Hazmana for Avodah Zarah. So therefore it's not also. So from Gemara, Rashi, when we say ain't hektus Avodah Zarah, it doesn't mean. And maybe it is mezumin for the Avodah Zarah, but there's no category under which to aser it. That's not the pshat. If it would be mezumin, if there would be hazmana milsa for Avodah Zarah, then it would be aser under some heading or other. But there's no such thing as hazmana for Avodah Zarah. So actually, here's a funny lashon: she'ein hektus Avodah Zarah bi'amira at she'akirvena lefanav b'tikrevus. Mashon Rashi, the kilu, if there was hazmana, the bias would be aser as tikrevus Avodah Zarah. It's very hard to understand. Tekrevis, these are tekrevis of a desire. There's such a thing as tekrevis of a desire. But it has halachas, it has to be something which is royal mizbeach. You have to do some kind of derech avodah with it. This is a bias. Even if there would be hazmana, it would be tekrevis. So this is a rashi that needs a hesmer. All by itself. Yeah, but even so, to bring a carbon, that's just to bring a carbon. If you give something as an offering to Avodah Zarah, l'chara, it has to be ke'en avodas pnim, it's halachas. You have to do something with it, it's ke'en avodas pnim. It has to be something which is royal mizbeach. It's halachas.
You're talking about using the house as the god, you designate the house as the god, and it's not aser.
That's not tekrevis.
But until you do a carbon of normal tekrevis.
You mean you have to be makif something to the bias? So then she says, actually, Yaakov lefonov b'tikrevis. You have to makiv to the bias. That's not the way. The Rashi needs a hezbra. I don't know. It's a problem. But a kaponim, the sense of what the Gemara seems to be saying is that, I mean, if not for this Rashi, I would say it maybe means noy. There is a category of noy avodah zarah. There's some shnayis later on. If you put noy on the avodah zarah itself, prachili anobim, and maisim put things on the avodah zarah itself, so they become osir as noy avodah zarah. Where is that learned that from? But akapana, there is such a thing as noy avodah zarah. So I would have said that maybe there's such a thing as noy avodah zarah, but you have to put it on the avodah zarah itself. Here, the bias, maybe it's very beautiful, but just saying this bias is li avodah zarah, if it's not on the avodah zarah itself, that's just a hazmana la milsa, so it doesn't become noy. It's not the lashon Rashi. Quite shocking where that could be. This is such diburim that noy avodah zarah means a tachshit, and it's a bias, not a tachshit. Maybe that's the pshat in Taisus. Why is a bias not a tachshit? Because a tachshit is on the avodah zarah itself. A bias, you just remazmit it for the avodah zarah. Ain't hektus avodah zarah, so it doesn't become a noy. L'chor, that's not what Rashi says. So that's not clear. The pshat, just the push of pshat in Rashi, needs a hesmer. But again, we don't have time. We're not going to. That's not for our subject right now. It's a nidin by itself. The chorah pashup shat in the Gemara is maybe Rashi's. Maybe some way to interpret Rashi that he does mean something like this. It's we'll have to see next time, but or at some future date. But al kaponim, the pashut's sense of the Gemara is: who cares if the merchatz would be a noy? This is the pshat of the Gemara. Who cares if the merchatz would be a noy for that afoduti? So the merchatz is beautiful for that afoduti. At the end of the day, if you say bias, the most beautiful bias in the world, it doesn't have to be an ugly merchatz. Merchatz not a noy. You have a beautiful bias that's beautiful for the avodah zarah to be connected with or to be in. But ein hektish, that doesn't do anything. What do you have to come out to the fact that the merchatz not a noy to that for duty? Vani Omer says of Chaim by Yosef in Rabbi Ullah's interpretation, ein agnuva. Nehidi sur le misra. True, the bias doesn't become usur, but noy mio iko. Very cryptic what that word, what the line means. If it's not misra, so what do you mean that it's noy? So Tosfos learns that it means that maybe it doesn't become nesem midaraisa, but it's still usur als noy midrabanan. At the end of the day, it's beautiful for the avodah zarah. So maybe ain't hektish avodah zarah on a deraisa level, it doesn't become noy. Let's say like this in Tosfos. And Tosfos is also very cryptic what it, but l'chorah Tosfos means al derech zeh. That the isa noy midaraisa, there has to be mamash atachshit. Just because you dedicated a beautiful house for the avodah zarah, the ma'aseh ain't hektish avodah zarah, it doesn't get the status of noy. But still, Lamaisa is very beautiful for the Avodah Zarah. So midrabbanan, it's also b'hano. It's not also b'hano midraisa, but it's also b'hano midrabbanan. Kilo midrabbanan there is hazmana. There's no hazmana midraisa for Avodah Zarah, but midrabbanan there is hazmana for Avodah Zarah. So if the mechitz would be beautiful for the Avodah Zarah to be in, instead of being the other way, so then I would say that midrabbanan there's hazmana, and it would become noy Avodah Zarah. So midrabbanan it's noy Avodah Zarah. So it would happen to the midrabbanan. But we'll say no, it's not also midrabbanan because taka ugly. Rashi learns differently. Rashi is noy miyika. You have your chitzin noy levedes kichavim. Then it would be osur because even though the bais itself does not become osur because ain hekdus avodah zarah, but osurly yapis avodah zarah afal gav the isur le mitzvah merchatz b'hanah. The merchatz itself doesn't become osur b'hanah, but the act of using the merchatz would be still osur if the merchatz was a yofi for the avodah zarah because you would be miyapa the avodah zarah. From Shachman Rat and Taisus. Taisus is learning the Mechitz itself would be also Vahana, Midrabbanan at least. I should say, no, Avada Mechitz is not also Vahana. Ain't Hekdush Avodah Zarah. But still, Midrabbanan, the act of using the Mechitz, if the Mechitz was the night of the Avodah Zarah, then the Rechitzu would be a knife of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it would have been ouster to do the act of being, I don't know what this is exactly, being Miyapa of the Zarah is a Mice that's awesome. Again, there's an Akudia that's not so clear either. Even if the Merchatz would be very beautiful for the Avodah Zarah, but who says that act of being Reiches in the Merchatz would be a Yipi for the Avodah Zarah? Mashal Agina. Agina is very beautiful for the Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah later on, Merchatz Agina. So Agina is a Yipi. It's walking in the Gina called giving the Apa the Avodah Zarah. So why is it mutter shalei b'tayva? So maybe walking in the gin is not the yaifi. The gin is a yaifi, but the walking in the gin is not a yaifi. But Rashi's mashma over here that if the mechitz would be a yaifi, then using the mechitz would be a yaifi. Would be called you being miyapa. So why? What's the hand to walk in the gin? The Talmid Rabbi Yehuda asked this as a kashan Rashi. They ask it on Rashi, not the Rashi down here. They ask it on Rashi in the Mishnah. Remember, the Rashi in the Mishnah learned that Rabbi was saying two heterim that are each one totally independent. That Merchatz had a night of Aphroditi, and separately that the Hiba Beguli. Each one alone is enough to be Mati. So they asked Rabbi Yoina. So that means. it's a different kasha. It's a different kasha. Tchor is a kasha by itself. How can, if there's an issa to be made, if there's an issa noi to be made with yapa by the zara, says the Gemara. And that's why we had to come on to the svara that the merchitz is not a noi. The merchitz is not a noi. Now let me be yapa by the zara. So how are you allowed to walk in a kina shalei b'tayva? Aren't you being miyapa by the zara? I want to point out one thing. I'm running out of time. I have a doctor's appointment. I have to leave soon. But I have to leave. Yesterday, I started to talk about. I flagged a problem. I just want to address it very, very briefly. Bottom line is, how many heterim do we have in the Gemara? Between the Mishnah and the Gemara, how many possible heterim are there for Rabban Gamliel to be reichitz in this merchitz, not counting the fact that they were mashdan on it, the last one? So we have it, Rabban Gamliel said two svaras in the Mishnah, and the Gemara adds two other potential svaras that may be. So in the Mishnah, you have one of the two svaras in the Mishnah. Why it's mutter? Hibol b'gvuli. And the merchitz not noy to the avodah zarah. Ein merchitz noy lafligitim. Then we have two other additional potential svaras why it might be mutter. Abaye ended the svar that it's shalei b'tayva. Which I himself says is really totally the machlokes Rav Chaim by Yosef and Rav Oshia, if that's a good svar or not, because maybe Rabbi Gamliel equals the Torah. So that's how Rav Chaim by Yosef is doich of this heter. So as Abai learns, Rav Oshia said this heter is a tshuva gnuv, you don't need it because you have this heter. And Rav Chaim by Yosef says no, you still need this heter. This heter is no good because Rabbi Gamliel is the Torah. Then we had Rabbi Bar Ula, who added a tet, who said that this is a tshuva gnuva. I don't need this heter because I have the heter of Ein Hekdesh L'Avodah Zarah. And Chaim Rabbi Yosef said, no, I still need that heter. This is not a good heter because no yimid ikra. So that's the basic skeleton of the sugya. We saw yesterday Machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Yoina on the Mishnah. How do you understand these two heterim of Rabbi Gamliel? Do you need both of them in order to create a heter? Or is each one a heter independently? Rashi learns each heter is independent. Rabbi Yoina learns you need a tzir for both heterim. So let's start with Rabbi Yoina because he's simpler. According to Rabbi Yoina, why do you need a tzir for both heterim? Two heterim had no natural combination with no natural affinity. There's one heter, hibol b'gvuli. There's another heter that the merchitz not enough. So what's the tzir of hadvarim? How do they synergy? What's the synergy? Each heter alone is not enough. You need both heterim. What's the pashut pshat? Why? Whenever you have a case like that, you need both heterim for the thing to be mutter. Why don't you need both heterim? Why would you ever need two heterim for something to be mutter? You have a heter, you have a heter. Why would you need two? What's the pshat?
Two reasons.
There's two reasons lesser. What are the two reasons lesser? Natural candidates from the sugya. This is to be of b'tayva. Whatever exactly b'tayva is, you're mekalis the avodah zarah, you're nenef from the zarah, ma'anef from the zarah, the mshemelis discussion, whatever it is. But isn't this to be machzik tayva to the avodah zarah? And then there's an issue of noy. Like the Gemara says, then noy miyikol. Whatever that means exactly, noy miyikol. Is there also miyapa the avodah zarah? Or there's not sifin nener from the noy of the avodah zarah, and even though it has manalat milsa, but midrash bottom has manalat milsa. Whatever exactly this is, but the Gemara says noy miyik. So according to Rani Aina, the pshutoy ein amerchas noy lafuditi is clapping what Kapi which is sir?
Noi.
And this and Hiba Vigvuli is Klape the issue of the Taylor. Because Rabbi Gamliel is like the Taylor. So and I would understand each chapter doesn't work for the other one. That the Merplex is not a Noi has nothing to do with being Maxic Taylor. You're still getting benefit from the Merplex, you're Maxic Taylor. I need the head to Hiba Vigvuli. Conversely, I could hear that maybe Hiba Vigvuli is not relevant to the Isra of Noi. Because, first of all, Hibov Guli, but the mice say it is a Noi, I'm being Nene from the Noi. Or I'm being Miyapad Avadazar. Maybe that's now I'm being Miyapad Avadazar. The Issa of Hachzokas Taiva I hear faster is taken off by Hibov Guli. It's called I mean Maxic Taiva to them. That I was using this Merkats before they arrived, so I'm not Maxic Taiva to them. They're trying out to bar me, they're making me. So I could hear that that's the. And then the way the whole Gemara works is it runs in two tracks. You have clap of the Isser, the Isser of B'toivah, you need the heter of Hibov B'gvuli. Abai said, you don't need it, I have a different heter. It wasn't B'toivah. So it's a Tshuva G'nuva. You don't need the Svar of Hibov B'gvuli to take off the problem of B'toivah, because it wasn't B'toivah. That's the Tshuva G'nuva. You don't need that's what Abai says, I leave it Abai. But this is a Tshuva G'nuva. You don't have to come out the Hibov B'gvuli to take off the problem of B'toivah, because it wasn't B'toivah. Which Rav Chaim Yosef said, no, it was B'tayv, Rabbi Gamliel is B'tayv. So you still need the Heter of Hibov B'gvuli. And then the Yisra of Noi runs similarly. That the Mishnah said, Ein Amerchas, there's no problem Noi, because Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi. Rabbi Gamliel said, a little bit explaining of Yisra, you don't need that Heter to take off the problem of Noi. Ein Heter Stavar Azor, so this is Noi, so it's not Chal Shem Noi. Which Rav Chaim Yosef said, no, Noi Mi'ikah. So you do need the Heter of the Mishnah. Right, the Shmack, how the Gemara runs, and Gemara runs on those two tracks. So they're in Meduyah. When the Gemara says that it's a Tshuva G'nuva because you have the other heter of Shalei B'Toivo, Abai's track. This is a Tshuva G'nuva because you have a different heter of Shalei B'Toivo. Abai didn't say that this is a Tshuva G'nuva because you have a heter of Shalei B'Toivo. Abai didn't say, Ein Amerchas Leila Fuditi, that's a Tshuva G'nuva because you have a different heter of Shalei B'Toivo. Abai said that this, the first heter, Hibov B'gvuli is a Tshuva G'nuva, because you don't need it, you have Shalei B'Toivo. Like was the Rabbi Ba'ula. When Rabbi Ba'ula said it's a Tshuva G'nuva because Ein Hechter Shavah Dezara, he didn't say, Hibov B'gvuli is a Tshuva G'nuva, you anyway have a heter of Ein Hechter Shavah Dezara. That's not what he said. He said, Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi is a Tshuva G'nuva, because you don't need it, you have the heter of Ein Hechter Shavah Dezara. Right, that's the words of the Gemara. Yeah, that's very meduyik. Shalei B'Toivo is totally irrelevant to the Issur of Noi. So you can't say, I don't need any Merchas Noi Lafuditi, I anyway have a Heter Shalei B'Toivo. What does Shalei B'Toivo have to do with the Yisr Noi? Ein Heter Shalei B'Zorah, that's relevant to the Yisr Noi. The other way around also. Ein Heter Shalei B'Zorah is not relevant to the Yisr, to the issue of being of B'Toivo. I'm still Machzik Toivo Tavar B'Zorah for letting me walk around in there, for letting me into their Merchas. Maybe that's Chal Hektish, it's not, it doesn't have a Shem Noi, but the Maisei belongs to the Chaimrim, they're letting me use it, so I'm Machzik Toivo too. So what does Ein Heter Shalei B'Zorah have to do with anything? In the Chanami, it's only as far as Klape the issue of Noi. Klape the issue of Noi. To which Rabbi Gamliel said, Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi, says Rabbi Ra'ula, we don't need it because Ein Hechter Shalei B'Zorah.
It said the exact same thing for Rashi.
When it comes to Rashi, it's much more complicated. Rashi learns that either Heter alone is enough. That's what Rashi says, our alternate Heter. Hiba B'Guli all by itself is a Heter. Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi all by itself is a heter.
So each person is.
So if this is a heter all by itself, that means that this all by itself, l'chayr means that this all by itself can take off both yisurim. And that Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi, it has to be. If Rashi learns, that you don't need the heter of Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi. He, Bo Beguli, could do all the work. And the other way around too. Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi, all by itself, can do all the work and be matter all of the Yisur. That's why he said alternate term. You don't need both. You can make the heter just on the basis of Hibov B'Guli. Takes off all the Yisur. Saying Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi takes all the Yisur. It then has to follow that Shalei B'Toivo and Heter Shel Avodah Zara, which are substitutes, also have to take off all of the Yisur. Svar, that's very hard to understand. Some of them are particularly hard. I understand that it takes off the yisanoi. What does it have to do with the type? How does Eina Mechas Noi Lafuditi possibly...
That's the problem, because you decided that those are the Nisan's last song.
Yeah, but we have to chashmas out. You're right, but we have to just... I want to nail it down. But if we just... If we do see both of these reasons in the Gemara. The Gemara does talk about the Yisra of Betoi, but it does talk about the Yisra of Noi. Pashtus, we're going to pull a fast one in a second. But Pashtus, you have to deal with both of these Yisra. So how does Hibo Beguli take off? How does Hibo Beguli, maybe you could say, takes off all the Yisra? Let's see. But Eina Mechas Noi Lafuditi, I understand it takes off the Yisra. Noi, I have to take off the Yisra of Betoi. Chaleitzi Ledobah. The Gemara, the Abayis is a different heter. I'll leave it there, Moshe. You don't need the heter of the Mishnah. You don't need the heter of Hibba Begubli. I have a different heter, Shalei B'Toyva. That means Shalei B'Toyva has to take off all the Yisurim. I understand it takes off the Yisur of B'Toyva, but it has to take off the Yisur Noi. And the same thing with Ein Hekesh Avodah Zorah. I understand how Ein Hekesh Avodah Zorah could take off the Yisur of Noi, but how does it take off the Yisur of B'Toyva? There's some pshat. It's very difficult in pshat, Rashi. There can only be one Yisur. But Beho Gufa Nechlaku Abaye and Rabba Barula, what is the Yisur that the Mishnah is dealing with? The Mishnah is only dealing with one Yisur. These two Aterim, neither one of them alone could take off both of these Yisur. It doesn't make any sense. About it's only one Yisur that's in play. There's one Yisur that the Mishnah is busy with. There's one Yisur that the Mishnah doesn't think is a problem in the first place. But here it's Cholok Abaye and Rabba Rula. Abaye learns that the Mishnah is only busy with the issue of the Torah. The Mishnah doesn't care about Noi. Why does the Mishnah not care about Noi? Because Abaye holds that it was poshut to the Mishnah that Ein Hekdesh Bavod Zarah, and we don't have the Sfar of Noi vehicle. So we don't have to worry about Noi. It's not Noi, Ein Hekdesh Bavod Zarah. We only have to worry about the Torah. For B'Toyva, the Mishnah says, two Eter. A, Hibo B'Guli, that takes off B'Toyva. Or, Ein Amerchas Me'ilaf L'Duti. And that also takes off B'Toyva, but that we're going to have to explain in a second. We have to explain that. But just let me just go through the Cheshbon. Abaye holds, the Noi we ignore. Ein Hekdesh Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah didn't even think of it. It wasn't on our radar screen. Ein Hekdesh Avodah Zarah. What's on our radar screen is B'Toyva. For B'Toyva, we have two Eter. Hibo B'Guli, which we understand very well. And Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi, which you don't understand so well, we'll come back to it. How does Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi take off the problem of B'Toyva? Says Abaye, I don't need you to sit there. I have a different answer. Shalai B'Toyva. Rabbi Gamliel will shalai B'Toyva. Then everyone says, no, but the Mishnah maybe holds it. Rabbi Gamliel is B'Toyva. Rabbi Ra'ula holds Punkt for care. The Mishnah doesn't care about the problem of B'Toyva. That's not the issue. Why is it not the issue? Why don't we care about B'Toyva? Because it wasn't B'Toyva. And Rabbi Ula doesn't hold that Rabbi Gamliel is kibbutayva. Rabbi also didn't hold that Rabbi Gamliel was kibbutayva, even in Abai's version. I mean, I don't have to hold that. It's chamer of chamer yesev. I'll leave it that by. According to Rabbi Ula, it's about enough kibbutayva. The only issue, therefore, that's in play is Noi. And Noi, the Gemara's submission says to Etayim, first of all, Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi, or Hibobagulik take off the Yisra of Noi as well, which we're going to hear. Hibobagulik takes off the Yisra of Noi. That's not so hard to understand. It can't be Geisel Sarabim. It can't become Noi if it's coming in. If the Mechitz can't get an Issa Noi if the Mechitz was here before the Avodah Zarah. We could answer something. The Mechitz, either the Mechitz doesn't become a Noi, or there's no Issa to be Miyapa the Avodah Zarah if I was doing it all along. I'll derech zeh. That's so hard to understand that this could take off the other heter.
So basically, you just rejected the premise of this.
Right, I'm rejecting the premise. I'm saying you have to learn that we don't have to assume the Mishnah. Do you have only one Yisur in the Mishnah? But which one depends on whether you learn like Abaye, or depends on whether you learn like Rabbi Berul. If that's the case, so now I want to just point out one thing. How does Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi, and this is going to end, but this, how does Ein Amerchas Noi Lafuditi, I understand how it takes off the Yisur of Noi, but how, according to Rashi, how does it take off the Yisur of B'Toyva? According to Abaye, right, because according to Abaye, that's the issue. That's the Mishnah. Again, it comes out according to the way we're cheshbonig the Gemara. The issue that the Mishnah cares about, according to Abaye, is the issue of B'Toyva, and according to Rabbi Ra'ula, it's the issue of of Noiv. So according to Rabbi Bar Ula, that the Mishnah is busy with the Yisra of Noi, so I understand that Hibo the Guli takes off the Yisra of Noi. That's not hard to understand. I mean, I could hear the one might argue, but Rabbi Bar Ula holds that Hibo the Guli takes off the Yisra of Noi, and Ena Mechaz Noi Lafudit, he certainly could take off the Yisra of Noi, because it's not a Noi. But if you're like Abaye, that the Yisra is that the Mishnah is busy with the problem of Betoiva, that you're being makat toifta of a Zara, so I understand the Hibab Aguli part. But how does Ena Merchatz Noi Lafuditi take off the Yisra B'Toyva? What in the world does Ena Merchatz Noi Lafuditi have to do with the fact that I'm being makat toif to the Avodah Zara? Problem B'Shar. There it says that really with this, we anyway have a steer in Rashi. Rashi in the Mishnah says that what does Ena Merchatz Noi Lafuditi mean? The merchatz is tuffel to the afroditi is tuffel to the merchatz not tuffel to the afroditi. Rashi at the end of the Gemara, by Rabbi Ula, the last Rashi in the Ovid, makes it sound like the issue of ena merchatz no afroditi means that being reichatz in the merchatz is not a noy for the afroditi. That's why it's not a problem that you mean the apod of a dezor. But Steve Rashi, those are different stars. It's very different stars. What's for shot? It's a steer. Fear of our melech is gavalik. Rashi in the Mishnah is going. Point out by it that the Mishnah is busy with the problem of being maxic toiva to the Avodah Zarah, not an Isser Noi. The issue that's in play is the Isser of the toiva. How can you be reichetz in the Avodah Zarah? How can you be reichetz rather than a mechotz? Especially if you're a Rabbi Gamliel, who's you're a celebrity and you're giving a kilos to the Avodah Zarah. You're giving a hakaras atoiv. You're giving aid and comfort to the Avodah Zarah. How's it mutter? So, one answer is Hibo Luguli. The other answer is that Ena Merchaz Noila, the Afroditi is not a Noila Merchaz. The Afroditi is a Noila Merchaz, the Merchaz is not a Noila Afroditi. Says Rashi, in this version it means that the Afroditi is tuffled to the Merchaz, not the Eloi Ram. The Merchaz is the Iker, not the Afroditi. So I don't look at it that I'm using the Afroditi. I look at it that I'm using the Merchaz. The Merchaz. The main thing here is the merchas. People say Rabbi Lee went to the merchas. They don't say he went to the afroditi, because the afroditi is only there to decorate the merchas, not the other way around. So the merchas is ikker. The afroditi is tuffel. So mele, there's no problem of being makir toif. Mashiach came in the Gemara at the end of the Omer. Rashi is going in Rabbi Ra'ula. And Rabbi Ra'ula, the Mishnah is busy with the Yisra of Noi. If the Mishnah is busy with the Yisra of Noi, Then what's the heter ben amechaz no lafuditi? Then it means kipshutoi that the noi that is the mechaz is not beautiful. So therefore, it's not a ring rechitz in the mechaz. It's not called it being miapa lafuditi. It's hakasti in Rashi because there's two different ways to understand the heter ben amechaz no lafuditi. That's what I want to chesed out of here. The cheshbon of the sugya, it's very shmack how it has to be. Like it's chayin Rashi, this is how it has to cheshbon out. It's too independent heterim. It has to be two. There only one is involved. Which is but chayin is two isurim involved. Teretz is in the chanami. There's only one isur involved because the other isur is always is debatable. But which one is the debatable isur? That depends on the Bayan Rav rule. Melech me yishuv the steer in the Rashi. Okay, that's it. So I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to be out of town the next 2 days. So maybe tomorrow, that's what I would suggest, that maybe tomorrow it would be nice to go through the I really didn't touch either tesis. Maybe next week I'll talk a little bit about some of these, the bottom tesis. But Akaponim, what I would suggest is to do the Mishnah Lamelech. The tesis is Dibur Maskel Nenin. It's good to do with the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech goes on for 2 pages. I don't know if you have to do all of the Mishnah Lamelech, but at least as he's working through blah, 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 the Mahalach and tesis, it's just very geschmack. It's a very unusual, it's a very focused Mishnah Lamelech. Just goes through Mamash, analyzes step by step the what's going on in Taisus. And then there's the bottom of Taisus over here, which maybe I'll talk about. And then we have to start the next Sigil. The next Sigil is a big Sigil. So that's maybe make a Aschala on the next Sigil also. I'll see you on Monday, Mr. Shem.
or so, no?
It's the one with quite a lot of ghosts in it. Oh, you don't have the ghosts.
No, I think it's quite a lot.
The one like the yourself, wrap yourself,
and have a...